reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and at once she stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? The daughter of Abraham, this daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years, ought she not have been set free on the Sabbath from this bondage?" When he had said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday in the Gospel, we got that twofold command of Jesus to love God with all our mind, heart, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we have been loved by God, to love our neighbor as much as we want the good things for ourselves, we want them for them. It's clear that those in the synagogue were violating this twofold commandment. Jesus came in and cured that woman who for 18 years wasn't able to stand erect. They were outraged. Hey, she's been ill for 18 years. What's one more day? They cared for their animals more than they cared for that woman. They had no real love for her in their hearts. She was just a cripple. No compassion whatsoever. Jesus obviously did have that compassion. And he worked that great miracle. He says to us, "Follow me." Jesus was one acting with great freedom. He knew that the law, as we heard about yesterday in the gospel, the entire law was summarized in the twofold commandment to love. And because he loved, he was free. That's precisely what the first reading is about today. In that beautiful chapter on the Holy Spirit of the 8th chapter of the letter to the Romans, where St. Paul calls us to live by the freedom of the Holy Spirit, that it's when we live by the Spirit that we are not slaves, he says, but sons and daughters of God, capable of crying out, "Abba, Father," that where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom, he would say in the letter to the Galatians. We see precisely what that freedom is meant for. Freedom to love God and to love others. To look at the entire law and the prophets as this training ground for love. Not as a restriction for love. Not as breaks for love. But as a catalyst for love. Today as we come forward on this feast of St. Anthony Maria Claret, he said at the beginning of one of his letters to the members of his missionary institute that the same Holy Spirit that inspired the first Pentecost still inspires. And that's what moves the missionaries to go to situations of great danger, to countries far away from home, because of this freedom to love in the Holy Spirit, a love for strangers whom you've never met so strong that you'd be able to leave father and mother, brother and sister, houses and lands in order to go and actually bring goodness to others, the same type of goodness you have received, which is the greatest good of all, the gift of the love of the Lord enfleshed within us. This is what continues to impel. And if we're not spreading the gospel, we're still slaves.